104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe
building a rocket or fighting a mummy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist,
hey!
Or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain.
It's over here!
Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane.
Idiot!
As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
Come on, Barry!
So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all.
Mom! Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence!
Hello and welcome to the podcast organization without a cool acronym here on the Geekcast Radio Network. I'm, of course, TFG on Mike. This is day 48 of summer. Of course, joining me is Pecan Court Michael. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going, Mr. Breadstick.
Hey, I mean, don't judge me for what I'm eating for dinner, right?
Wait, you said you already had dinner before the breadstick.
Well, that was kind of like a secondsy dinner.
So it was left. It was a midnight snack before midnight.
That was my pre-midnight snack.
Technically, shouldn't that be called dessert?
wasn't sweet enough to be dessert. I need a lot more cinnamon and sugar on my bread before it becomes dessert.
That's what they make cinnamon French toast sticks for.
I really like pretzels. Except I don't like it with salt. I like it with cinnamon and sugar. So that's like a nice dessert.
It's funny you mention that. By the time people hear this, will be a while ago. But recently, for me, I just had a bag of Nestle Flips. And I haven't had a bag of Nestle Flips in a long-ass time. And it was
so good.
The milk chocolate ones. Yeah, I haven't had those in forever.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, those are delicious.
And
I used to eat those by the pound.
Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is now, somebody, I forget who it was, somebody recently on, who was it? Oh, of course, it was the guy that made the joke. Somebody shared it, I didn't see it originally, but Kevin Smith shared something about Guardians of the Galaxy, and it's basically Brody and Yondu, would you like a chocolate pretzel? And it's Jason Lee standing next to Michael Rooker in
Michael Rooker, yeah.
in the Yondu makeup.
Oh no.
So we are here to talk about Phineas and Ferb, as if you didn't know, folks, but we are here to talk about
more.
Yeah, we are. Yar, this is not a pirate episode, yar. and this is going to be a double episode, so this is going to be done a little bit different as we always have. So we're going to talk about the first two episodes as one, and then the second two episodes as one. First up, we have...
Hey, Ferb, I know what we're going to do today. We're going to the Space Adventure Film Festival. It's going to be awesome! Space Adventure, it's an adventure in space. We can do better than that. Space Adventure, it's an adventure in space. It's an adventure in space.
According to my motion sensors, Phineas and Ferb are awake.
What'd you lock your door for, Irving?
To keep you out, Albert.
Older brother should have 24-hour access to younger brother's rooms. It's a good thing I use an old secret military technique I taught myself. Who are those dorks?
Phineas and Ferb are not dorks. They are the coolest exponents of awesome stupefaction in the universe.
Yeah, just because you put it on your fan site doesn't mean it's true. And can we talk about all these pictures?
What, too obsessive?
Well, there is that, but I'm just saying your composition stinks. I can't even tell what this is a picture of.
A solar-powered flock of mechanical hummingbirds. Phineas and Ferb built them.
Yeah, right. That's a hoax.
How dare you? I suppose this cold fusion-powered merry-go-round they built was a hoax, too.
I can tell a fake a mile away, little brother. They call me the Truth Detector.
It's not fake! Phineas and Ferb really build these things! And I'll prove it to you!
Well, I have important older brothery things to do right now. But if you give me the address, I'll meet you there at noon.
Ah, Agent P, I've instituted a new short-order message technique. Listen carefully. Doof is up, put a stop, curse is on the side. Well, let's go, Agent P. Orders are backing up. Adam and Eve on a raft. Wreck 'em.
Is that a mission, sir?
No, it's my lunch.
Hello, boys. Are you ready for your space thrills marathon?
Dad, it's called Space Adventure. It's an adventure in space.
Space Adventure. It's an adventure in space.
Phineas! Ferb!
They went to the movies.
No Phineas and Ferb today.
What am I gonna do? Albert goes back to boarding school tomorrow. He'll think I'm a liar.
I have an idea. Phineas and Ferb made me this 3D projector. I can project one of their projects right into the yard here. Your brother will think they just built it.
And it wouldn't be lying because they actually did build it. What have you got?
Well, let us see. Oh! This is from the time Phineas and Ferb built a full-scale replica of the Eiffel Tower. I will hide the projector in the bushes.
But look. Albert is impossible to fool. They call him the Truth Detector.
I don't know. I'm convinced.
Oh, and he's supposed to meet Phineas and Ferb, too.
Too bad we are not Phineas and Ferb.
I've got a crazy idea. Time for a makeover!
Ah! A manly one, right?
Full steam ahead! Woo-hoo! Oh, hey there. Is that the Doofenshmirtz choo-choo? No, it's not! You will all be late for your jobs and be fired! Oh, Perry the Platypus, hello. Have you come to see my new hobby? Scale model reproductions of actual railroads, train depots. Look, even scale model litter. Shameful. My father bought one for me when I was just a little evil, but, you know, he wouldn't let me play with it.
Father, may I play with my trains now?
Nein! Now that I'm old enough to buy my own, I am disappointed by the shabby quality of the cheap model reproductions. Which is why I'm going to travel the globe and shrink the world's greatest architectural treasures just to put them in my train set, see? The shrinkinate array is for the shrinking, the cardboard box is for holding the shrunken treasures, and the bicarbonate of soda is for my motion sickness. First up, Cairo, Egypt. Wrong way.
Not Phineas and Ferb. Irving's brother Albert doesn't believe that Phineas and Ferb are anything special. And since he claims to be the Truth Detector, he can prove it. Just desperate to prove Albert wrong, Irving convinces Baljean Buford to pose as Phineas and Ferb beside a giant hologram of the boys' Eiffel Tower construction. Doofenshmirtz plans to fly all over the world to capture famous landmarks, to shrink them down, to put on his model train set. Alrighty then. So Phineas and Ferb go off to the Space Adventure Marathon Film Festival, whatever it is.
It's an adventure in space.
Yeah. This is the first time, I believe, we get their love of space adventure. I think it's the first time, because we haven't done... Have we done Nerds of a Feather yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Because there's one where they go back to the convention. They go to a convention, but it's a space adventure and Lord Farquart butt Lord of the Rings mix up thing, whatever. I forget what the hell it is.
One of those, yeah.
Yeah, one of those. I don't remember. Yeah, Nerds of a Feather will be episode day 53 of the podcast. So yeah, we haven't gotten there yet. So this is the first time we've mentioned space adventure and adventure in space. Yeah, that's this episode. So let's see here.
Nicely done.
Yes, I know, right? Hey, you're the one that showed up late, Mr. I can't take a nap at 9 p.m.
They call me the Wiki Detector.
Hey, I'm not...
My Wiki Detector is going off right now.
I'm not reading the Wiki yet. The only time I've read the Wiki in this podcast is for the description I just talked about. Anyway, So we get the Space Adventure Film Fest. I think that's interesting. They set it up here so we can talk about it later in Nerds of a Feather. This is the first time we've met Albert, Irving's older brother. We've met Irving before. He's been around for a while.
He more annoying sub-character to the Irving character who's already annoying.
Yeah, Albert may call himself the truth detector, but he's really a dunce.
Okay.
He needs a dunce cap.
just like, how do you make an unlikable character more unlikable? Well, you put an even more unlikable character next to him, and then make them ruin your entire episode.
I mean, I like them. I just... There's an episode later where Albert teams up with Candace to bust the boys. Right. I think that's fun. I like Irving and Albert, but the very first time I met Albert in this episode, before I watched it for this podcast, but the very first time, I was so annoyed. Like, Albert has this line, I have to go do older brothery things. Or, I have older brothery things to do. And I'm like, older brothery things? What the hell?
That's exactly what he was doing.
Yeah.
You know what that means.
Mm-hmm. Hey, knock what? It off.
Not doing anything.
Yes, you are. That's an innuendo don't right there.
He had some older brothery things to take care of.
Oh my god. Moving on. I wish you would have found a way to do that short order message style, because that's what we needed right there.
Short order message style.
Yeah, because, you know, doof is up, curse is on the side. Remember? The short order message system. For Major Monogram.
That's right. That's right. Oh, okay. That's right.
This is the second
older
time.
Older brothery, spankies on the back.
No! No.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure. I've never been a short order cook. I don't understand these things. That whole bit went right over my head. I'm like, all right. So, the only short order cook thing that even pops into my head when I think of like cooks and short orders and bells in restaurants. long ago on You Can't Do That on Television, they had Barf. I think Barf started off as the school cook. He is the lunchroom cook, and then eventually he ends up with a restaurant. And his line was always like, "You think that's bad? You should see what I put in the burgers." And everybody goes,
"But Barf's a Mog fighting, you know, the druids. I mean, come on now."
His full name is Bartholomew.
Yeah, that's right, Bartholomew.
We're mixing our references here. Okay.
Yes, we are. This is the second time that they've been to a movie theater where Lawrence falls asleep.
And he brings his own eye mask, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah.
He knows he's going to fall asleep.
Yep.
I'm surprised he doesn't like this. You know, this isn't his thing.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't know. So Doof's plot is to shrink buildings to put in his train set. I'm pretty sure there was a Transformers episode like this, wasn't there?
Might have been.
I'm pretty
sure. I find
it
surprising, though, that he has a train set. I mean, to visit all the monuments. Do you think he would have a plane set?
A plane
set? Well, technically, you'd have to be in a plane to see all of these monuments at the same time.
Yeah, that's true, but... what did he say? He said that the ones that they included were just not very spectacular or something, and he wanted better ones, so he's just going to go...
Very poorly made.
Yeah. So he's just going to go steal the world's greatest landmarks to put...
Right, with the Shrinkinator.
Yeah, with the Shrinkinator. He's always... That's always his, like, most used backup plan. Shrinkinator. Must turn off Shrinkinator.
The Shrinkinator Ray is for the trinkets, and the cardboard box is to put them in.
Yes, that's right. Candace and the moms. Oh, my God.
You know, is this the first time we've seen Buford's mom?
Yeah, and is her name Bethany or Biffany? Because okay, so here's the thing, folks.
This is one of the times you gotta reference the wiki, right?
No, well, I'm gonna look in a minute, but I'm not looking at it now. This is my actual note. Biffany ? That's Buford's mom's name. I thought it was Bethany. Okay, so if it actually is Biffany, and I'm not looking at the wiki just now, that's just weird, number one. Number two, I watched these episodes, both of them, well, actually, all four of them today, I watched them twice through, because the first time I was grabbing audio, and the second time I was taking notes. So the first time I was watching them while I was grabbing the audio, the second time I was listening to them while writing my notes down. So when I've heard this twice, and I actually, on the second time, I had to rewind the Netflix queue, and I'm like, did that say Biffany or Bethany? I could not tell. So we will head to the wiki here in a moment, but what were you thinking for not Phineas and Ferb?
Oh, you know, I was torn here, to be honest, because, you know, I like the whole Buford and Baljeet you know, dressing up as Phineas and Ferb. I thought that was funny. I think the whole running gag here was Albert doesn't realize that it's actually Buford and Baljeet. You know, even though Buford like turns his head completely around. You know, it's like you didn't realize when, you know, Ferb had eyeballs in his mouth that he wasn't a real person. Yeah, I don't know. I was leaning toward a three.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly just because I don't like Irving. Irving uses big words, but makes my brain hurt. I mean, literally, if you go back and look at all of his lines, these are big words. I mean, I don't know if little kids really are understanding what the hell Irving's saying half the time. It's like, you know, you didn't have the modicum of an inkling that maybe this might have been an imposter. I'm like, those are really big words.
You know, Irving is stretching
for these $5 words when a 50-cent word would work.
Yeah, he kind of is, but it's not that's his character, though. I mean, he's supposed to be, you know, not as intelligent as Phineas and Ferb, but he is
trying really hard to make you think he is. Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. It's how should I put this? I like Baljeet. I like Buford. I don't like Irving. I especially don't like Albert. I'm trying to think of a particular. Oh, you know what I really did like about this episode was the Doofenshmirtz puns.
Mm-hmm.
So like he has a small. Not he makes everything sound small, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
I'm reaching for those $5 words when a 50-cent word. because I'm trying to convince you that I'm more intelligent than Phineas. You know, he's like, oh, the Roman small Lyceum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember the rest of them, but he had like five or six of them that were really funny.
Yeah.
I mean, they were funny to me because I like dad jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Roman small Lyceum.
There should be a list.
Yeah, there probably is. I still have to go to Irving here for a minute, because there was one exchange that I absolutely love, and I'm going to have to use it in future episodes. Not what Buford says, but just what Irving says. Like, if there's something that I say and you just don't, it glides over your head, I'll insert Irving saying what he's going to say here. So Buford says to him, I can't believe we tricked the untrickable. And Irving says, I am at a loss for words, dude.
Yeah. Funny too, yeah. Those $5 words are just way out of reach.
Doofenshmirtz stealing small landmarks things. Let's see. First episode where Perry enters his lair without someone saying, hey, where's Perry?
Oh my god,
I'm looking for the list, damn it.
I liked the no, you're not. Baljeet says, was I convincing Phineas?
No, you're not.
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
That's right. No, he weren't.
Nope.
She's like, I could tell. You didn't turn into a you didn't turn into a centaur and dance away on a rainbow. So clearly, you're not the real Phineas.
Yeah.
Did you find your bit in the wiki yet?
No. The animation studio got up and danced away. It what? It got up and danced away. Yeah, that's Mom, true. It sounds even crazy when you say it. Oh, God. I like this episode. Yeah, I'm kind of iffy on Albert. I was always... Irving, for me, has moments. In this episode, he had a really weird moment where he used the term scintilla when he was asking... asking Albert, you know, about figuring out the truth of it all.
You have a scintilla of an inkling.
Yeah.
Big words.
Yeah, big words.
My brain.
I really wish they would have Baljeet use his projector. They built him that projector with all of their invention. Like,
well, yeah. What I don't understand is, if you want to impress your older brother, just show him the projector.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 3D projector that'll show anything that you give it.
Yep.
It's crazy. It's like, well, I could project, you know, a lawn gnome, or I could project the Eiffel Tower. But the fact that I can make it anything of any size in my backyard, is that not amazing enough?
Yeah.
Guess not. But yeah.
I guess not. I don't know. This one, I. You're going to give it a 3. I got to give it a 3.5. Because I did... If I can laugh at some of these really, really, you know, $2,000 words, then it's okay. It's not... It's okay. It's not horrible. It's not really good. But it's middle ground for me.
Okay.
So, okay. Yeah, okay. All right.
Ooh, you are so... Busted, 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 tra-la-la, hey, hey!
Huh? Mom! Mom, Mom, Mom!
Hi, honey.
Wait till you see what Finny's and Ferb are up to now! See?
What?
Hey, Mom. Hey, Candace.
But...
I'm gonna go check on my roast.
But...
You've inspired me. I'm growing out my bangs.
But...
Namaste, compadres.
No, no matter what I try, I just can't do it. It's impossible.
The impossible is possible with a little teamwork. That's what the Fireside Girls say.
Teamwork?
Sure. How do you think I got this mountain moving patch?
By mindlessly repeating a flawed busting strategy?
No, through teamwork. See that mountain over there? It used to be over there. With a little teamwork, you can do anything.
Teamwork. Teamwork! Stacy, I know what we're gonna do today.
Thank you for letting me choose today's activity.
No worries, Baljeet.
It is Nerd Awareness Week.
It is called Spinning Tops.
Lame.
Of Doom.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
Okay, everyone, here is how you play. You hold your top, and then you spin!
So then what?
You do it again! It is lame, isn't it?
Not at all, Baljeet. It just needs a little more oomph.
I was hoping you would say that.
Anybody else notice a distinct lack of egg-laying mammals around here? Baljeet, would you do the honors?
Boy, howdy!
Where's Perry? There you are. Didn't, see ya sitting there. Anyway, our sources tell us that Doofling Smirch is up to something, and if we're going to put a stop to it, we'll need a little of that old egg-laying mammalian magic. How did... Why, that little scamp.
All right, ladies. I've got a crew. I've got a plan. I want a bust. Questions? Stacy,
do you have this jumpsuit in pink? Because I'm not really a tangerine kind of gal.
Why is everything so difficult?
Maybe if we help her bust her brothers, she'll be done with all this busting stuff for good.
You're absolutely right, Jenny.
Hey, Candace. I was just kidding about the color. I love orange.
And I'm all about persimmon. So, what do we do next?
You've heard of boot camp? Well, ladies, welcome to bust camp.
Oh, yeah!
Mom!
You gotta bust your brothers. Make sure that there's no way. Brothers, and don't you stop until they're grounded. Show your mama they've been doing the trouble they've been brewing. You know these two
your brothers. You gotta bust your brothers now. Doofenshmirtz Sable Incorporated.
No, I'm hurrying up with that coffee. I've still got that terrible morning taste in my mouth.
Coming right up, sir. Scalding hot, just the way you... Whoopsie-daisy.
Yeah! Ow! I know I didn't make you that smart, but you can't even walk straight?
I'll get it. You'll be so delighted when your package arrives in 6 to 8 weeks.
My new Nemesis toy! Go run my bubble bath while I open it. I wonder which one it is! Oh, not another platypus. I was hoping for something more like Manny the Mongoose or something. And let's see if it lays eggs. The platypus! Say hello to my little friend! My new straitjacketinator! Ha ha! It was tailor-made just for you by my other little friend!
Up next, we have Phineas and Ferb Busters! Dun, dun, dun. Candace and Liz... Candace and... No. Actually, you know what? Candace, Stacy, and Jenny... They just need a fourth, and they would be better Fembusters than the actual Fembusters were.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, now, I don't believe that for a minute, but I do believe that they made a very good Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
But they don't have the fourth here, so, but yeah, if they had the fourth, it would work as a better Fembusters than that 2016 piece
of
garbage.
They need a little Melissa McCarthy.
No, no, how dare you sully it with that name, oh my god. Worst actress in history.
What? No, she's hilarious.
No, she's not.
She is so funny, yeah.
My ex forced me to watch some episodes of Mike and Molly. I did not laugh at a single thing McCarthy said. All of her humor was...
You didn't like Mike and Molly?
I didn't like Molly from Mike and Molly. That was just horrible.
You know, she reminds me so much of my wife, so I thought she was hilarious.
The only thing I liked about that show was the last season when they actually tried to make the comedy more dramatic and with the whole baby thing and everything else and actually add character development to...
You know, they canceled that series because she lost weight. I know.
Sorry. Nothing I can do about that. Anyway, Phineas and Ferb Busters. Candace enlists her... Shut up. Candace enlists her friends, Stacy and Jenny, to help her bust her brothers. So they run trial busting events in the backyard to prep for the real thing. Meanwhile, Phineas and Ferb create an unlimited power supply to propel a group of cyclone-like vehicles known as the Spinning Tops of Doom.
Doom.
Over at Doofenshmirtz Evil Inc., a new replacement robot for Norm has been called into action, but when struck by the surge of power going through Danville, the robot turns on Doofenshmirtz and makes him the target. Dun, God. Dun, dun.
I was afraid you were going to say makes him his bitch.
No, 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 no.
Wait a minute. What? Hey, that's not nice.
No, no, no. I love that Candace does use Stacy and Jenny here. I think that's fun.
You know, it was a missed opportunity here.
Uh-oh.
We could have had a little more Vanessa involved.
No, I don't think so, because she's not friends with them.
I suppose.
She's not in their crowd. I mean, we'll talk about it tomorrow when Vanessa sees Jeremy. You're a guitar
says,
player?
Hello, guitar player.
Hello, guitar player. Have you heard of the Violent Fangs or whatever? Yeah, I'm not into the heavy stuff. I'm out of here. Yeah, yeah. I mean, Vanessa
is
Scraping Fangs. Thank you.
Scraping Fangs.
Yeah, Vanessa isn't sweet enough. She's sweet, but she's not sweet enough to hang out with the Goody Two Shoe girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are ostensibly older Fireside girls.
Maybe. I don't
less
know.
Less action starry, let's say.
Yes. Spinning Tops of Doom. Lame.
First you spin the top. And then what? And then nothing.
You spin it again. Oh, I guess it's kind of lame.
Yeah. Belgi doesn't get any play here. He almost got to say, where's Perry?
Yeah, no, he didn't. He almost did, but he didn't get to say it. Yeah.
I thought that was such a dumb play. His monogram's like, where's Perry? Oh, you're right there in front of me.
Didn't see you there, yeah.
it's just a lame joke. Yeah. I like that it was Nerd Awareness Week.
Yeah. I forgot to write that down, but yeah, that was a good line from Buford.
That's some Nerd Awareness Week. It's always nice to be nice to your nerd for 1 week out of the year.
Oh, God.
Thanks, guys.
So that means that Buford is mean to him 360 days the rest of the year.
Yeah. The weekend doesn't count, apparently.
Yeah, no, apparently not. First 5 days.
Ladies, welcome to Bust Camp.
God.
I like the Bust Your Brothers song.
I do, too. I like the song. That's a good song.
That got stuck in my head.
Yeah, there's a song coming up tomorrow that's really going to get stuck in our heads.
Okay. Can't wait.
Yep. All right, what else? Let's see. The busting strategy is flawed. Obviously, you think.
So, The B-side of the story here has a lot of Norm in it.
Yes, Norm!
Yeah, I mean, normally any story with Norm in it makes me happy, but this one, he's kind of down. He says, you know I have a heart because it's breaking. Because he's being replaced with a... I don't even know what that would be called.
It was a robot. Blender.
It was a blender. He's being replaced with a sentient blender.
Essentially, yeah.
And then the sentient blender that quickly tries to take over.
I love that voice.
Whose voice was it?
I don't. I'll look in a minute, but I love that voice.
It's Clancy Brown now. And
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not looking at the wiki right now, but I love that voice. Perry the Platypus, my fight is not with you; it is with the Doofenshmirtz. Love that voice. And then Doofenshmirtz, save me, Perry the Platypus. I don't know if I should be running from this with pride or mortal terror. Mostly terror. Mostly terror. And of course, Norm does care, because he does, you know.
That Norm saves him.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even have to trip over the rug this time.
Nope.
No rug.
There is no rug there, sir.
It makes me wonder what the writer's room is looking like right now, where they're like, okay, now, he's going to tell him that there was no rug to trip over, and they're going to look at the floor and see there was no rug. How do you know there's no rug? And everyone's like looking at each other. I don't know. There's no dust. It's like there's a big circle where there's no dust on the ground. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
I guess we're going to have to tweet Dan and Swampy because it does not list the robot voice on the wiki. It's probably in the episode itself, but it does not list the robot voice, which kind of sucks. Did you know that Allison Stoner...
You for the last time.
Did you know Allison Stoner does both Isabella and Jenny?
Really?
Yeah, you know, according to this.
They sound similar, but I didn't... You know, usually Phineas and Ferb is really good about like bringing in a guest star to do a voice here and there. You know, it's like, oh, clearly that was Tara Strong. It's like, what? No. Are you kidding me? Nope, same person.
Mm-hmm.
Mom has the best line. She's like, well, I've got a few seconds to kill before my bladder bursts like a watermelon.
Yeah, that was a good line.
Know, that's an awesome visual right there. I thought that was great. And then there's Pi.
And then there's Pi.
And there's Perry.
And there's Perry.
I thought you said to wait until she offers us pie. Ooh, who wants pie?
That's a good idea. Yeah. We all want pie. I want pie. You want pie. Pie for everybody.
There's Perry.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. At the last second.
So apparently Doofenshmirtz has turned into Tony Montana in this.
My little friend.
Say hello to my little friend as he shoots Agent P with a straight jacket gun.
The straight jacket. That was funny. Say hello, my little friend.
Mm-hmm.
Straight jacket innator. That, you know, honestly, that could be pretty evil.
Mm.
You know, you jack that up to a larger scale and, you know, just fire it at random people on the street.
Yeah, that's
scary. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not not a good thing. there were two main songs and two instrumentals. The Watchin' and Waitin' instrumental and the Kronk for Hire instrumental were in here, and then you had Buster Brothers and Busted, and then the Busted Dance. So those were the songs in this episode. The
Busted Dance.
Yep.
See, seeing as though this was the Ferb, Phineas and Ferb Busters, though, there were some missed opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
They could have included something crossing the streams. They could have said, you know, if someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes. You know, generally whenever they play with, like, Star Wars, you know, mm-hmm. it's like they just blatantly plug the hell out of it. But here, it's like, you know, they named it for Busters, but there was no Ghostbusters references.
Well, it wasn't raining, so they couldn't do cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria.
That's true.
So, you know, I don't know.
We came, we saw, we kicked his ass.
Yeah, that would have been good. what are you going to...
It didn't go that way.
No.
I'm going to give this a 4. It's a really fun episode, and I like the song,
mm-hmm.
and I like Norm, even though he had his heart broken.
I gotta give this a 5. It was just awesome. I loved every minute of it. My favorite parts were when the evil robot was chasing Doofenshmirtz.
Yeah. I was sorely tempted to give this one a 5, but
yeah.
Alas, 4 is about as high as I'll go this time.
All right, we are going to take a very short break, and then we're going to come back with the next episode after this.
What's going on? Why are they going so fast?
Look at him. He's positively shaking with anticipation at the thought of helping me take over the tri-state area. He's... I didn't even know he could do that, whatever it is. Wow! I'm a better evil scientist than I thought!
You, Doofenshmirtz, your pathetic schemes have all failed. Step aside and let the crew master take over.
He can't! It's you two! Ah! Save me! Save me, man!
Harry the Platypus, my fight is with the Doofenshmirtz, not you.
Agent Lee, an unusual power wave has struck the city with potentially disastrous consequences. Forget Doofenshmirtz, find the source of that power wave and dismantle it.
Prepare to meet your maker, Baker.
Oh, I'm feeling such an odd mixture of pride and mortal terror.
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes toys can be so tiny.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Blaine, but how are we going to find chaps our size?
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com. And be prepared to feel like a kid again. Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's got to be good.
Herb, I think we outdid ourselves today. The ultimate frozen yogurt machine. We have enough frozen yogurt to last the entire summer. Huh. Check that out, Ferb. Hey there, little guy. You want some frozen yogurt? Yeah, sorry. We don't have mushroom and larva flavor. I think he likes you, Ferb.
Hey, guys.
What you doing?
Cool. He disappeared. We found this lizard.
Hey, I've seen one of these before. According to the Fireside Girls manual, that lizard is a North American chameleon.
Then we'll name him Steve.
Okay. Why Steve?
Because he looks like a Steve.
Huh. Can't argue with logic like that.
So I'll see you after you teach your guitar lessons.
Yeah. I only have 2 appointments today.
Appointments? Well, all right, Dr. Six Strings. Good luck with your patients. Dr. Six Strings, now that's banter. Aha! I finally caught you guys. That thing's not going anywhere. You guys are so busted this time.
Looks like he's still hungry. Don't worry, little guy. We'll come back with some food. I think Mom just stocked up the fridge.
I bet Perry's gonna love Steve. Hey, where's Perry?
Morning, HP. Doofenshmirtz has been stocking up on a lot of high-end sound equipment and musical instruments. In fact, he just outbid me on this sweet vintage solid body maple top guitar.
Ouch! You totally got sniped!
Carl, anyway, we need you to find out what he's up to and put a stop to it. Good luck, HP.
Doofenshmirtz Able Incorporated!
Hi, Mr. Doofenshmirtz.
Actually, it's Dr. Doofenshmirtz, but, you know, whatever.
Are you ready for your first lesson?
Oh, yes, yes, please come in. I have a very special melody that I'd like to learn how to perpetrate. I mean, play.
Hey, Dad, I'm headed out to the... a guitar player, huh?
Yup.
So, do you know anything by the Scraping Fangs?
Nah, not really into the heavy stuff.
I'm out of here.
So hard to see all these little notes. Do me a favor and flick on that light switch. No, this is the light switch. I tried to make it as obvious as possible.
But what was that?
That was just my prototype Gigantinator, Ray. It's nothing to be concerned about.
All right, last episode's up today. We got the Lizard Whisperer and whatever's after the Lizard Whisperer.
Something about robots and rodeos.
Yeah, robots and rodeos and rodeo drives and all kinds of stuff.
I roll for initiative.
Yeah, no. Lizard Whisperer, Phineas and Ferb find a chameleon in the backyard who grows to the size of a dinosaur thanks to Doofenshmirtz's giant innator. And takes a walk through downtown. Meanwhile, Jeremy teaches a song to Doofenshmirtz, who plans to use it to summon aliens to do his bidding. Dun, dun, dun.
Do my bidding. It's funny.
That's right. So, yeah.
Steve, the North American chameleon.
Steve. Yes? Not you, Steve. Oh, you should try at the Steve convention. Hi, Steve. How you doing, Steve? Steve Areno! I'm like, oh, my God.
That was funny.
Yeah.
This is timely, too, because I just posted a video on Facebook that was, it was a college humor. It was like, there's too many people named Michael. Please stop naming your children Michael. At last count, there were 4 billion Michaels. That's confusing. Think of all the other things you could name your son rather than Michael.
Yeah. So I am kind of, sort of, not really. I'm taking it seriously, but not too seriously. I'm back in the online dating pool and all that bullshit and whatever else. And anytime I run across a girl's profile that her name is Stephanie, I basically quote what I learned as a child. Michael and Stephanie were the two most famous names for children in the 1980.
There you go. Lots of Michaels.
Oh, good. Yeah, like we're everywhere.
You can't throw a rock without hitting a Mike Wilson. So many. I mean, I've met several. It's a funny story. I almost got in a bar fight once. Because of my name. It was like,
was this your evil twin brother or something?
No, there was a guy named Mike Wilson. He might have been like 2 years older than me in school, but because maybe a little bit older. I don't think I actually went to school with him, but by the time I'm 21, I'm out drinking, and they're like, and it's like, oh, that Mike Wilson. All right, I'm gonna kick your ass because blah 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 blah. And I'm like, hold on, dude. You know, I don't I have no idea what you're talking about. You know, and that was like before karate, so my fighting style consisted of crying like a little bitch and running away. So trying desperately to land one square kick in the nuts and then scream and run away. But that was, that, you know, scary. It's like, first of all, why do you want to beat me up again? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think this guy, like, he was married and he beat up his wife or something.
Oh, jeez.
That was messed up.
The crazy thing for me, there is a Michael Blanchard out there who is more famous than I am, Michael Blanchard Photography, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
You can't even to get that domain name. What the hell, man? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You can have Michael Blanchard Podcaster.com as opposed to just Michael Blanchard.com.
Yeah, I'd just go with TFG1Mike.com. It's
good
just
luck
easier.
Getting MichaelWilson.com.
Well,
no way.
Yeah, I mean, well, you have MichaelandChrissy.com. I mean, don't you do anything with that anymore?
No, in fact, I owned that domain name until 2020. But I left the site here. No, because I never did anything with it. I think it was like 4 years went by and I hadn't touched it.
Mm.
And part of me is a little upset because that was a lot of my writing that was, you know, way back in the day when I used to write all the time for my blog. All that's down now. I saved it. It's in an archive somewhere, but it's not online anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm depressed, moving on.
Yes. So the Lizard Whisperer, this is Ferb's biggest speech ever in the series to this point.
He's very Churchill.
Yeah.
Yeah. We will fight them in the streets. We will fight them in the alleys. We will fight them in the fields.
We few, we band of brothers and girl from across the street.
He has more lines in this episode than I think he has had in the entire season.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fantastic.
We'll help you find your friend. What does he look like? He's a giant lizard about 40 feet tall. Oh, you could have mentioned that up front.
You should have led with that.
Yeah, you should have led with that.
Isabella, Perry's going to love Steve. Where is Perry?
I love...
He pronounces every word like this. Where is Perry?
I love Doof and Monogram in this. You don't mind me going on about this, do you? Hey, man, I charge by the hour. Jeremy's raking it in with the guitar lessons, especially at these two guys' houses.
That's right.
Can I trade you some evil lessons? I'll take cash.
I wonder how much he gets for guitar lessons. I could use some guitar lessons.
I don't know. I'm not sure. What else did you like about Lizard Whisperer?
The Scraping Fangs. Do you know anything by the Scraping Fangs? Jeremy's like, nope, don't like the hard stuff. I'm like, lie, Jeremy. Just lie. You know? Just tell her, you know what? We could talk about it over dinner. Sure I do.
Yeah, no. Jeremy's
Google is your friend,
not...
Jeremy. Just run out and find it on Google, and that'll give you at least an in.
Oh, you said Google, and you said it twice, and I thought you said Oogle, and I'm like, no, he's not going to Oogle her.
He's going to Oogle her. He's going to Oogle her.
Okay, that's even worse.
I wonder what would happen if you Googled her. What would we come up?
Oh.
Be creepy. Then you're a creepy cyber stalker. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, this whole time, though, he's got a picture of Candace taped to the inside of his
guitar case.
Yeah, inside of his guitar case. So yeah, he knew what's up. He's not stupid. He's like, yeah, baby, I hate that shit. Back off.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I like Doofenshmirtz. He's like, and then the aliens will come, and Jeremy's like, yeah. What are you talking about? Doofenshmirtz says, I'm not saying it was aliens, but it was aliens.
but it was aliens, yeah.
He's got the funny hair.
It's hilarious, yep.
That's right. So Doof is learning to play an alien calling riff. It's kind of funny. With the funny part was the inconvenient light switch that was hooked up to the growth ray.
Yeah. No, that's...
it was a shrink ray on backwards, I think. I'm not sure how that worked.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
He had it on suck instead of blow.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh my god. All right, on like that note. Humor, right? No. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on, not done. Hold on. I got more. Pete's Dragon. Did you see the new Pete's Dragon with Carl Urban?
Hell no.
It was awful. It really was bad. But then again, so was the original Pete's Dragon, which was awful. Really bad. But it was really indicative of like that 70s Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, the Invisible Steve chomping down the street and knocking stuff over, that it reminded me subtly of Pete's Dragon.
Hmm.
It was a long stretch. It's a wiki-worthy stretch.
I don't know. I'm not looking at the wiki right now.
I'm going to have to go on the wiki and put that in there personally.
Oh, my God. Pete's Dragon, don't. Bitches. Don't do that.
I'm sure it'll get deleted by somebody who doesn't want to share the stretchiness. The omnidirectional amplifinator.
Yeah. It's like a giant shroom.
It's a giant purple mushroom. You know, it's funny. It's like, oh, man, that chameleon's going to eat that amplifinator.
Yep. And then I love Perry. All his Perry does is he flips the note sheet and plays it backwards and sends them off back into outer space.
What's funny, though, is that he knows how to play. He's like playing it behind his head.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it works that way.
I mean, all super secret agent animals should learn how to play guitar behind their head.
That's right. A semi-aquatic mammal playing guitar behind his...
Oh, it would have been even better if it was underwater.
Semi-underwater. What freaked me out, though, is like, so we have this growth ray attached to the light switch, but it's also a shrink ray attached to the same light switch. It was
It's one ray, but because it's a switch, Jeremy flipped it up. So it was in the shrink ray position, but when he flipped it up, it turned into a growth ray. So when Doofenshmirtz shut it off and flipped it down, it let out a shrink ray blast to somehow work the B story into the A story so Steve could go back to normal size.
Fishtail. Yay. Yeah. Wobble, wobble, wobble. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Jeremy wraps up his guitar lessons just in time to miss the alien invasion.
Yep.
Did Monogram miss the alien invasion because he was taking a guitar lesson?
I would assume so.
He wasn't looking out the window? Like, oh,
I don't think so. See, I don't think Major Monogram and Carl know too much about what happens. They just expect this is what Doof is doing, so go stop him. We trust you. You know, so Agent P goes out, and he does his thing, and comes back and reports, and well done, Agent P. Carl, he won't salute back, and my hand's getting tired. You know, I honestly don't think that they really know that much of what's going on currently once Agent P leaves the lair. I think they're going back to their dance party.
So what do you think of this one? I'm going to go with a 3.
I got to give it a 5. I love this episode. Yes.
Why?
The Doof plot was just hilariously stupid and weird and awesome, and having to have Jeremy... They got to find... They're doing this. They've got to find ways to work Jeremy into the show that isn't always necessarily either him being at Slushy Dog or him being with Candace. And this was a cool thing for that. The whole thing with the Lizard Whisperer, and it was just funny. I just thought it was funny.
All right, if you say so. I'm sticking with 3. You know, they teased us with a little Vanessa. You know, I like Jeremy as a character. I'm glad that he's getting a little development here. But, it wasn't memorable. It's not like our next episode, Robot Rodeo, where you've actually got mechanical bulls that come back in movies.
Yeah. That's true.
What to do?
Hi, guys. What you doing?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. Hey, are you Fireside Girls missing any specific accomplishment patches?
Let's see. What's next on the list? Rodeo Clown Patch!
What does a rodeo clown do?
They keep the bulls from knocking you over like this.
Oh, I can see how that would be helpful.
We can build mechanical bulls and have a robot rodeo. Hey, where's Perry?
Ah, Agent P. Seems the Tri-State Area's Association of Evil Geniuses, the League of Villainous Evildoers Maniacally United for Frightening Investments in Naughtiness, is having some sort of huge gathering. All of the other agents have been deployed, but none have reported back. We fear they've been captured. Now, see what you can do, Agent P. Monogram out.
Alright, so getting into robot rodeo, Phineas and Ferb build a robotic rodeo in the backyard. Candace tries to prove she can focus so she can go to a concert with Stacy. Meanwhile, yeah, Tiny Cowboy.
They'll come back.
They'll come back in the Meatloaf episode. Oh my god, that Meatloaf song. Ugh.
What? The Meatloaf episode?
Yes, it's later. It's down the line.
It must have been like season three.
Yeah, it's a meatloaf festival.
That's and there's funny. A whole
yeah. Anyway,
with actual meatloaf.
Yes.
But, like Paradise by the Dashboard Lights meatloaf.
I don't know what that is, but meatloaf. Yes. Also, Doofenshmirtz stalls to finish his. Oh, he's stalling to finish his entry into the Innator Creator competition. Oh, Lord, the Innator Creator Competition.
The Innator Creator, second annual Innator Creator Contest.
Mm-hmm. Brought to you by Love Muffin.
The League of Villainous Evildoers Maniacally United for Frightening Investments in Naughtiness.
Yeah, Love Muffin.
They were really trying. They were just like, you know, they got to keep going. Remember mm-hmm. back in the, you might not remember this, when I was little, they had G.I. Joe vehicles, you know, mm-hmm. and they would call them, like, you know, like the G.I. Joe Manta, and they couldn't just call it the Manta, it had to be, like, manly, aquatic, nasty, turret, assassinating squad or something.
You know? It had, what the?
Yeah, I'm making stuff up as I go. I don't remember okay. the exact. I don't remember the exact the terms, but you know, it was
G.I. Joe fans. Let us know what the exact term was.
Exactly, but it'd be like they had gun turrets that they would drag around behind the jeeps, and it was called the ASP, the ASP, and it was like that sounds like cool. I mean, that's kind of a snake term, right? You know, but it stood for something. It was like A.S. P.
Yeah, it's kind of like Mobile Armored Strike Command, and then Venom is Villains.
Villainous. You know, it's like, are we the baddies? Well, villains yeah. write in our name. I mean, yeah. Of course we're the baddies. Yeah. But Love Muffin, this isn't the first time we've heard from Love Muffin.
No, this is the third or fourth time we've heard from Love Muffin.
Is this the first time they've actually spelled it out?
No, this is not the first time they've spelled it out.
Pretty sure we've been to that.
No.
I don't remember I don't remember Frightening Investments in Naughtiness, though.
Yeah, it was. It was it was the episode with Professor Poofenplotz.
Ah.
And she was trying to gain entry into that boys' club.
That's right.
And Major Monogram had it was like the very first time we had met Love Muffin, but yeah, they had said it out before.
So we got all of the evil scientists mm-hmm. there in Love Muffin. They're there for the Love Muffin convention. All of the agents are there because they've all been captured by Love Muffin. Perry mm-hmm. alone has to save them.
Yes,
and there's mechanical bulls. That dance.
Yep.
They dance the robot. Because they're robots.
It's a robot rodeo.
Exactly.
I mean, come on now.
That's funny. Join friends in the in-hospitality suite.
Yes.
I think I've been there.
There wasn't really anything inhospitable about it. I mean, it was just a giant trash can, honestly, is what it looked like.
It kind of looked like a pool without any water in it.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
I guess.
And
if they were really evil, they could have filled it with concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Just pour it in there.
Mm-hmm. They're not that evil. So this episode, Doofenshmirtz uses his fog machine to try to stall for more time.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Rodney's invention is just a fan. So his fan blows the fog away. But the fog, when Doofenshmirtz puts it on, the fog reaches into all of Danville, which this then lends to Candace and Mom and Stacy and her mom and not being able to see and where's the backyard and blah, blah, blah. The best thing that came out of Doofenshmirtz's fog machine is the end of this episode. I gotta go wash my hair now.
That's right.
Because, you know,
Isabella's frizzy hair.
Izzy's got the frizzies. I remember when this episode aired on TV, I kid you not, I was actually friggin' dancing to that same song. Really? I love Izzy's got the frizzies.
At the time, they were putting that clip on commercials on Disney Channel. Disney XD had commercials with Izzy's got the frizzies.
Mm-hmm.
The little dancing Isabella with her fro.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say, you know, this is terrible, but she's half Jewish, so she's got that Jewish fro going on.
Yeah, the Mexican Jewish festival something, or I don't know what the hell it was. There's a whole song about the Mexican Jewish festival
Jewish
thing.
Awareness or something.
Yeah, something like that. I don't.
We're very aware of the series.
No, we're really not, but yeah.
We're aware of what Phineas and Ferb smell like.
Smell like?
Motor oil and competence.
No, not competence. Confidence. That's what.
Was it competence? I didn't think it was confidence. I thought it was competence.
No, it's motor oil and confidence because they always.
Well, they are very confident, but they're also very competent. And plus, when I think of Phineas, I think of, you know, he's just obliviously competent. You know, he's just a happy all the time, and failure just isn't kind of a thing that happens to him.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's confidence. I don't have that in my life, so I have nothing to relate to. Sorry.
What do you mean you have no confidence? Come on now. You got plenty of confidence. We need to get you some confidence too.
There you go. That's what I need. So the agents and Greta. You know, I missed how the agents got out.
It was
everybody out of the pool.
It was no. No, the Lord did not come down and go, okay, everybody out of the pool. No, that did not happen. This is not a Bill Cosby skit. but no. Who was it? It was Agent P. He threw in. Somebody threw in something. Some sort of. Oh no! It was Doof. That's what it was. Because Agent P was in there. Doof had to distract the other scientists. So he threw in a blueprint for them to build a ladder to get out. And they basically build a ladder out of the other animal agents to have Agent P climb to the top, and they then like fulcrum the ladder and switch them the sides so they all are out of it. Yeah, it was crazy. All
right. Yeah. Wow. So that's how that worked. Okay. So they built like a human ladder? They couldn't figure that out themselves?
Yes, human ladder, yes.
That's kinda...
It was Doof, though. He wanted to get them out of there because they were just sitting in. They weren't trying to get out. They were just sitting in there.
Just sitting in there and hanging out. Which is surprising. So, so the agents get out. They break all the other innators.
Mm-hmm.
And the only two innators standing are Rodney's fan innator.
Mm-hmm.
And then he brims out and he says, behold, my eradicate Rodney's innator.
Innator. What? That's not fair. Yeah, it's a big fist. Yeah, I love the big fist.
That was funny.
That was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, so funny.
That dude fisted me.
He
gave me the big fist, and he fisted me. Like, I don't think that means what you think it means.
No. No. Just no. Innuendo.
Big fist came out of nowhere and smashed my giant fan.
Oh, my God. Rodney runs off crying. Well, we
little girl.
Yeah, that's the way Rodney rolls. Well, the belt got destroyed in the fight, but you can have this as a red balloon. I'm gonna call you Balloony Too.
That's funny.
Oh my god! I love winning by default. My favorite way to win.
That's the best way to win. Oh, I won by default once. It's a true story.
I'm not sure I want to know this true story, but go ahead.
I wrestled in high school.
Oh, okay.
And I only weighed, I think I weighed like 98 pounds. And the official weight class for me was 102. And the problem was is most schools didn't have any kids at 102 pounds that could wrestle. Because, okay. I mean, literally, I was a scrawny little kid. Mm-hmm. And in wrestling, most of the wrestling kids were like 150, 180.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when I showed up at 102, and they're like, we got nobody to wrestle you, you know? And I'm like, heck yeah, I win by default. That's my favorite kind of winning. I don't have to wrestle anybody.
Yep. Absolutely. All right.
All right. And then
for a second there, Izzy's got the frizzies. For a second there, I thought that was going to be a Playboy story. Oh, well. Anyway.
Winning Playboy by default? I don't get it.
You wouldn't mud wrestle the Playboy Playmates? Come on now. Every guy would. Anyway. Come on now.
Oddly enough, that never happened.
What are you going to give Robot Rodeo?
Oh, I'm going to have to give it a 5.
Same here.
Yeah, all the
fives all around.
All the scientists. You know, you've got robotic dancing bulls that, again, they come back. This is an invention that was worthy of repeating.
Yes, it was.
I just liked it a lot.
Yep, absolutely. All right, we are going to take another quick break. We'll come back to close the show after this.
Where are you?
There's no way we can catch him. He moves too fast. Maybe we should just give up.
Give up? Give up? The day may come when we'll give up on fruitless searches after a mere 11 minutes, but that day is not today. The day may come when our favorite reptile may be lost from our memories and his enduring love of mushrooms forgotten, but that day is not today. Today we search. We will search for him in the streets. We will search for him in the trenches. We will search for him in the alleys and the mini-malls and the cul-de-sacs of this fair land. We'll search for him in the multi-level car parks and municipal recreational facilities. And we few, we happy few, we small band of brothers and girl from across the street, we shall not cease till he is found.
Yay!
We'll help you find your friend. What does he look like?
He's a giant lizard about 40 feet tall.
Oh, you could have mentioned that up front.
Yeah, count me out.
You're on your own.
You're really rocking now.
The spaceship should be here at any minute. And then it will be time to pump up the volume.
Well, that's the hour. I'm going to pack up my gear. I got another lesson across town.
Okay, but the aliens are on their way.
Okay, tell them I said hi.
They're almost here. Oh, look, here they come. Perfect. The crescendo of all night. Ah, Perry the Platypus. You don't stand a chance against my awesome heavy metal gear. Get it? Heavy metal?
Steve!
Yes?
Sorry, wrong Steve.
Steve! Where are you?
Right here. How can I help you?
I don't think you're the Steve we're looking for.
You might want to check at the Steve convention. Hey, Steve.
Cool name, Steve.
Hey, Steve-erino.
Steve!
What?
No, not you. That's Steve.
Steve is a giant, monstrous dinosaur!
I guess they don't like chameleons. Nice to see you again, Steve, old boy. No, wait! Come back!
Nothing can stop me now! My alien friends! I command you to... Go! Oh, God! This is not working out the way it did on paper!
Thank you.
Platypus.
Do you want to pay by cash or check?
Maybe I could trade you for some evil lessons?
I'll take cash.
Thank you for calling Fee Harmony, the service that matches you with the podcast that best fits your interests and needs.
I really hope you could help me because I have had no luck finding the perfect movie podcast that gives me everything that I want.
Well, that's my job. What are you looking for in a podcast?
Well, it needs to be a movie podcast that covers old and new stuff, one that reviews movies but also talks about movie news, discusses new trailers, and is willing just to have fun with some crazy movie games. Maybe even, you know, like the occasional top 10 countdown. Oh, and it's got to be a podcast that is willing at times to delve deep into the careers of notable directors and speak to all movie fans, from the general audience to the hardcore cinephile.
Wow, well, that's quite a resume you're looking for. What do you think you're regarding schedule? Monthly, weekly, daily?
Weekly, of course.
All right, well, let me crunch these numbers in our patented podcast matrix to see what I can find for you. Wow, I don't believe it.
What is it?
We actually found the perfect match. This almost never happens.
Really? Well, dreams do come true. What is it?
It is the Cinema Geeks podcast, of course.
Well, that sounds perfect, but where can I hook up with such an awesome podcast?
Well, you can find it weekly on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or GeekCastReader.com.
Awesome. Podcast marathon, here I come.
Another satisfied customer brought to you by P Harmony and the folks over at the Cinema Geeks podcast.
By the power of Grayskull, I command the jawbridge. Open!
The Powers of Grayskull series will cover every episode of all four Masters of the Universe cartoons, join Optimus Solo and myself, TF2 and Mike, as we tell tales of Eternia, discover the myths of Etheria, become masters in space, and finally Masters of Grayskull. We'll have a commentary on the Secret of the Sword film, and a few other special episodes. You can find this 125-episode-long podcast in iTunes and on the web at geekcastradio.com. By the power and honor of Grayskull, we all have the power.
Hurry, Skeletor, hurry!
I am hurrying, I'm hurrying!
Nothing says real focus like fake glasses.
What's that?
Cowgirls and cowpokes.
Wait a minute, welcome. What's going on up here?
Fletcher Candace?
You better not be feeling busting urge!
Easy, girl.
Rodeo? Gotta tell Mom!
Wait, falling all over yourself to bust your brothers is exactly what makes you look so flighty and unfocused.
I must repress my most basic urge to bust.
Repressing basic urges is pretty responsible, isn't it?
Is it ever? Look at my mom!
Cake is a sometimes food. Cake is a sometimes food.
All right, cowboys and cowgirls, it's time to get along, little dogie. Or even a short little dogie. I'm here all week. Try the veal.
You're not a cow. I'm just a boy. With a mechanical bovine toy. I'm just a boy. Just a girl and you rock my mechanical bovine world. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo. Give me a lasso and I'll give it a throw. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yo. At my robot rodeo.
Patty the Platypus. All the other animal agents were here on time before they got captured. I'm just saying. It's embarrassing. Anyway, join your friends in the inhospitality suite. Oh, and Patty the...
Hines, stop monologuing with your nemesis and show us that supposed innator of yours already. Doofy rented a private room off the convention floor because he's still working on his.
Laugh it up now, Rodney, but soon you'll be crying like a... Like, something that cries. Boo-hoo! Oh, he makes me so angry. And it's because he's so right. I need time to finish my innator. All I've got so far is the fog machine, and that's just to add some pizzazz to the presentation. I could turn it on and fog out the whole contest, but all that would do is buy me some time. Hey!
We are back, and, we've got, We got 4 days before we hit the halfway mark of the show. Also, episode 52 is the halfway mark between episode 1 and episode 104, so yay! Today's episodes were good. I enjoyed most of them. There's a couple little bits in each one that just kind of eh, but for the most part, I enjoyed it. I enjoy when Albert comes back later. His first outing wasn't that great, but I kind of get what they're going for. And I think that's why Irving is the way he is, because he has this stupid, controlling older brother. So yeah. Any other thoughts before we get the Furb out of here?
We get the Furb out of here. If I did, I lost it after that. Sorry.
All right. Thank you for joining us here on Palka. There are several ways to get in contact with us, leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on this and all of our other episode posts. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. We still do not have any iTunes feedback, so please leave us an iTunes review. Follow us on Twitter. I am at TFGNMike. What is your Twitter?
PeconCTMichael.
You can also follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekcastRadioNetwork. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Palka and wish you'll join us tomorrow when we will be giving you our thoughts on the next two-parter of Phineas and Ferb, The Beak, Parts 1 and 2. So it's the first superhero suit show.
Cool.
Of many, I guess. Many, few, whatever, I don't know. For
I'd
now,
rather see
I...
that than another water slide. Just saying.
Well, they kind of do a water slide in that episode. Nice. Kind of. Skate Park of Doom. Anyway, for now, I am TF2 and Mike with...
Michael Wilson.
Tune in next time, and thank you for listening, and we will Irving close it out after this.
Wait, I told you, the upper fence does not leave my person ever! Oh no!
You ate my evidence, you overgrown lizard!
There you are, Perry.
I just can't believe it's gone!
Oh, don't be blue. All we've got to do is wait a couple of hours.
Ew,
and...
disgusting!
What? My brother will be here with my backup.
What were you think?
Oh, that is disgusting.
I'll be right back. I gotta stand up for a minute.
Okay.
Holy hell. Oh. Damn it. Oh, I gotta wake up.
Don't vomit.
Wake up, stand up, I don't know. Something.
What? You see, what's funny is I'm just now, like, waking up. I think the last couple episodes I've actually been with it. That first episode, I was just like, what? Okay, I can't think. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say.
You know I can't hear a word you're saying, right?
That's okay.
Right.
I'm just now waking up.
But wait, there's more!
Well, this was fun, but I'm gonna go wash my hair now.
Say it again.
Aren't you a little young to be a podcaster?
No, I'm not. Aren't you a little old to be watching this cartoon show?
Yes, I am. It's good to see the nation's senior citizens taking an interest in cartooning.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
There's not really any more. That's about it.